I'm Haley Kellner for South Carolina Public Radio. This edition of Narrative features an interview from StoryCorps, an oral history project where friends and loved ones interview each other. When StoryCorps visited Charleston in 2012, Madeline McGee interviewed her father, Joseph McGee. A lawyer for more than 50 years, he served Charleston in many ways, including on the state legislature and city council. Here, Madeline talks with her father about his years of public service and what he's learned.
I remember one time pondering whether to get serious with someone, and I was on the phone with Mom, and I asked her, "How did you know Dad was the right one?" The word she used has always stuck with me. She said, "I really respected him." Tell me what respect, what you see in respect. We've had this discussion about the world today and the lack of respect we see in the way people engage publicly and in one another.
I was served in public office, elected office for 10 years, and I hoped that at all times I respected people, whether I agreed with them or disagreed with them. And I think that is missing, and it is something that we should cherish, is respect an individual for who he or she is and for their views.
How is it that you are able to find respect for even people that you may not totally respect? I mean, when you were working in the politics and you had an individual you disagreed with, what was the difference in the way you looked at that person that could allow you to respect them?
Well, primarily because I think that I'm not always right. Many years ago, I served on a state commission. And one of the members of our commission was a very prominent South Carolinian who had been editor of two of the country's leading newspapers, and he was retired. He told me something that I never forgot. He said that when he's in an argument with someone, he always remembers a short sentence and that he used it frequently, and that is, "You may be right." And I always remember that when I'm arguing with somebody. This other person may be right. Now, sometimes I will add, "You may be right," and I will add the words, "But I don't think so." And when you say, "But I don't think so," means, well, I disagree with you, but you could be right. And I think that's one of the things that today people are always so darn positive that they are right when they have no right to be positive.
Maybe something along the lines of a word your son-in-law coined called truthiness.
That's correct, and I think that's exactly what it is. Truthiness is believing something is true because you want it to be true. And you're right, Stephen did a great thing on his first show when he came up with that word that's now in the dictionary.
But you've always been the kind of person that even when I came to you with things that you would disagree with, you never really got mad, you never judged. You always sort of said, "Well, here's my opinion." You never judged other people.
Well, that's very nice, but I think at times I do judge other people, and you just don't know it.
That was Madeline McGee and her father, Joseph McGee. By the way, the son-in-law they mention you might know as late-night host Stephen Colbert, who's married to Madeline's sister, Evelyn McGee Colbert. This interview was recorded in 2012 at the StoryCorps mobile booth in Charleston. Produced locally by Haley Kellner for South Carolina Public Radio. For more, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For Narrative, I'm Haley Kellner.